Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. Quayshawn Lindell Hardwell entered a plea of not guilty by reason of insanity to 6 charges, including disarming a peace officer and assaulting, resisting, or obstructing police. The court accepted this plea and ordered the defendant to be remanded to the custody of the sheriff for a diagnostic examination at the Center of Forensic Psychiatry for up to 60 days. And Arnold Lee Stone is facing sentencing after admitting to multiple probation violations in Huron County Circuit Court. Stone pleaded guilty to 4 counts, including a curfew violation on July 4th, and a positive methamphetamine test 2 days later. He also admitted to failing to provide social media passcodes as ordered. Meanwhile, the case moves forward toward a September 21st sentencing date. The prosecution indicated they will not seek extensive jail time, provided Stone maintains his current payment schedule. His current bond remains in effect. And a Huron County man is facing new legal proceedings. Dylan Lee Blackmer appeared in court today for a probation violation arraignment. Blackmer entered a plea of not guilty to the allegations. Blackmer is currently held at the Lapeer County Jail while awaiting sentencing on separate felony charges. The court has scheduled a probation violation hearing for October 5th to allow for the conclusion of his other pending case. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with your national news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Coast Guard intercepts major offshore contraband shipment. The United States Coast Guard has completed a high seas interdiction in international waters off the Gulf Coast, seizing thousands of pounds of illicit narcotics. Tactical boarding teams intercepted a specialized semi-submersible vessel during a coordinated night operation involving naval reconnaissance aircraft. Multiple crew members were taken into federal custody and transferred to federal prosecutors ashore. In other national news, Labor Department reports surprising rise in technical apprenticeships. Fresh data from the Department of Labor highlights a substantial uptick in young workers enrolling in skilled trade and technical apprenticeship programs across the nation. Trade schools and community college partnerships report record registration in precision manufacturing, green energy installation, and electrical engineering tracks. Federal career grants targeting vocational education are credited with spurring the sudden demographic shift. Industry leaders report that filling these technical pipelines will help ease chronic labor shortages and heavy domestic manufacturing. Economists view the trend as a healthy shift towards high-wage skilled careers without traditional college debt burdens. When we come back from this Al Hansen sponsor message, we'll continue with your international news.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, maritime rescue operations underway following ferry fire in Java Sea. Indonesia's search and rescue teams launched a major maritime response after a passenger ferry caught fire in the Java Sea north of Madura Island. Rescuers successfully evacuated over 220 passengers and crew members from the burning vessel, while rescue teams continue searching for individuals reported missing. Naval patrol craft and local fishing boats assisted in hauling survivors from life rafts amid calm sea conditions. In other international news, China and Russia complete infrastructure for cross-border ropeway. Engineers have completed the main structural phase of the world's first cross-border passenger cable car line spanning the river border between China and Russia. The aerial ropeway system is designed to transport thousands of international travelers daily between border cities, significantly streamlining local transit times. Technical teams are moving into final mechanical testing and cabin safety certifications ahead of its public debut. When we come back from this Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.